next to my wife, my best friend in the world. He supports me, he encourages me, and he holds me accountable to the standard that I've set out. And recently, Santiago became a certified dream manager. What's the number one thing that you need to implement? A dream. So Santiago is now going to come and show us how. All right, welcome up the Santiago.
Yeah.
Take all your time. We can shorten the break a little bit.
Cool. Awesome. Everybody, stand up. Stand up. Turn off the music. Do me a favor. Find five people. Give them a high five. Five people. Come on. Let's wake up. Woo! Let's do this. That's beautiful, man. Thank you, Tracy. Appreciate it, brother. All right. Woo! All right, all right, all right. Come on. Boom. Woo. All right. All right. I needed people to stand up and move and get that blood flowing. Some of you guys I could see were a little bit cold, and some of you guys I could see were really into the moment with what Howard was sharing, so I wanted to kind of break things up and move us along, all right? Now, when Howard asked that question of, is it hard for you to dream? Is it difficult to figure that out? I asked that same question when we were doing this training for the first time to one of our team members. And she said, yeah, I can't dream. So I asked, okay, why? And she says, I don't know. I can't imagine myself dreaming. Like, what is that? Now, for me, on one end, nowadays, I can't imagine myself not dreaming, right? It's like I come up with some crazy stuff and just keep going after it, right? But it made me think as to, more important than why can't we dream, it was more of, when did we stop dreaming? When we were all little kids, we all had, you know, something we wanted to grow up to be, right? How many of you want to be firemen, cops, astronauts? I mean, something like that that was really cool. I asked my son all the time, hey, buddy, what do you want to be when you grow up? Well, today he might want to be a cop. Or actually, he really wants to be a cop, which kind of scares me. I hope that he's safe. But, you know, it's amazing. He has those aspirations, those dreams. And when we started thinking about this as to why we stopped dreaming at some point in our lives, what occurred? Was it our parents that they didn't believe in dreams? And now they were just so gung-ho in doing what we do every single day that it became a lot harder for them to pass on that almost freedom of the mind that said, hey, yeah, you can do anything you want to do. You can have anything you want to have. You can accomplish anything. So we know that at some point something happened. Now what I want to do right now is I want to connect with you a little bit as to what's going on internally. I want us to give us a definition of what a dream is. And I think that will start this process of helping us move forward from being at a point where it might not be you, but it might be somebody that's in your care. In other words, every single person in this room are leaders, right? You guys are influencers. And one of those people that is around you might need you to be the person that helps them to recognize this. You guys with me? So to get that person to help them to stop seeing challenges and instead look at now all the opportunities. That mindset takes time. I'm not going to say it's going to happen overnight. right? Someone might get excited, motivated, like you guys will be here and you'll be by the end of today, you'll be like, yeah, man, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do the other thing. I got like a list of 6 billion things. You're calling people, you're texting people back in the office, man, we got to do this and get it all going. But then all of a sudden, we start kind of falling back, right? Or we tend to forget what that dream was that you came up with here. So let's put it all together. Now, I wanted to start everything off with a quote from Zig. Zig talked about dreams. He said, if you can dream it, then you can achieve it. Now, you will get all you want in life if you will just help enough of the people get what it is that they want. I'd never seen Zig's quote about helping others so that you can get everything you want in life connected with the dream. So when we started thinking about this, then what does that mean? If you can dream it, then you can achieve it. But if we can't dream it in the first place, how are we ever going to achieve it? There's a second side to all of this that we're going to make a connection, and that is that your dreams and your growth go connected. In other words, if we are not growing, our dreams will either not be available to our mind because it's so focused on the challenges that are going on right now, or they will just stay at a lower level. And we will talk about different types of dreams as well. So let's get into it. Everybody has a little handout. It looks like it's got circles on it. It's kind of funky looking. Go ahead and grab your handout and let's open that up. All right, so first off, you got a little circle down there on the bottom left. So what is this circle? By the way, you guys can see over there? What's this circle? Inside this circle, everything is reasonable. So what do I mean by reasonable? Well, when you go to your office, when you go to a place that you normally go the same way every single time, you have a routine, right, that you follow every single time. When you wake up, you first thing you do is you might go to the restroom, you might take a shower, you might shave, you might have some coffee, whatever. That's all reasonable, isn't it? It's nothing outside of the ordinary, and most of the times we do it without even thinking. Inside that circle is what we call the familiar zone. Now, you've probably heard this a different way as your comfort zone, haven't you? But unfortunately, some people are not comfortable in that zone. How many of you would be honestly saying that, you know what? I am very comfortable with where I'm at. Some of you would raise your hand and say, yeah, I am. Some of you are actually excited and you're thinking, well, I want to get out of this. How do I get out of that? But some of you actually are not even thinking that way and you're just used to staying within reason because it's reasonable. Right? We don't think of it outside of the norm. Well, you know what? I could go to a conference. Sure. A whole bunch of people have been to a conference. I can do that too, right? It wasn't unreasonable. It was just okay to do that. So we hang out in that zone. But then let me ask you something. What's outside of that? Let's put that little dotted line. What's outside of that? Your dreams. You got it. Now, in our dreams, can we fly? Yes, right? In a dream, we can. Remember, we're not dealing with reason outside. Now we have our mind fighting against our thinking. We have our mind going against ourselves to saying, you know what? No, you can't do those things out there because you can't fly. So if you can't fly and flying is a dream, then you can't dream. It's not logical, is what I'm here to tell you. So then what stands outside? Those are all possibilities. All right, so Howard built a turnkey business. Now it became possible. It's a possible thing to do. Now, is it reasonable or unreasonable for you to do it? We're not exactly sure. We haven't sold ourselves on that becoming possible. The most important thing that separates the possibilities from the reasonable is the desire. So if we know that a dream is outside of the familiar zone, and it has to be within the realm of possibilities, and it has to be desirable, now we know what a dream is. A dream is something that is possible, but not reasonable, and it has to be desirable. You guys with me? So for the first time, you probably have a definition of a dream. It has to be possible, it can't be reasonable, but it has to be desirable. But then we start thinking usually, oh man, I want that thing that somebody has already accomplished that's maybe over here. So we throw out some crazy dream. And then what happens? We might fail. We might make mistakes. We might screw up. And then people give us a hard time over it. So then what do? We go back to what's reasonable. We go back to what we know. But what happened to that dream? Did it get covered up? Did it get forgotten? In some cases, it did. The main point behind all of this is that part of your homework that you guys are going to be having is to put together your dreams. Now, the interesting part about dreams is that dreams can't always be written out. Sometimes you need a picture of that dream. We do this with all our team members, and one of them had said that they wanted to buy a house. Now, they had an idea of that house, but they couldn't put it into writing. So I said, all right, can you find a picture? And so they went, and they got a picture, and they were able to print it out. Based on the picture and having that picture, now they can put words to it. That, yeah, I want that front, I want those colors, I want that, you know, car park, I want that grass in the front, I want that thing. All of a sudden, it came easier because guess what? They could speak it. You guys with me? But it's something that is crucial about this in that, let me ask you, does it require you to be vulnerable? How many of us are just super excited about being vulnerable and telling everybody else, hey man, you know what? My dream is to, you know, run a marathon. And then we start and we kind of fail along the way, or, you know, we're just kind of limping along and says, oh man, this is hard, right? I don't know if I want to do that, but I put it out there. So we recognize that being vulnerable is a part of this process. Howard mentioned the importance of having somebody there to support you, to encourage you, and to hold you accountable. Maybe it's a training partner. Maybe it's your spouse. But then we have something that holds us back. Even after all of this, we still have something that holds us back. And it's this line right there. What is that line? Let's put a headline of fear. Now, Brenda, you mentioned some great fears that we tend to have, don't we? What are we scared of when it comes down to our dreams?
Failure.
What else? So we have the fear, we have failure, the unknown. What else?
Conflict.
Ooh, what else? Say that out loud for me, for everybody to hear that. Can we be honest and recognize that sometimes the hardest one to overcome is not necessarily to fail? Because remember, how many of us were little and were learning to ride a bike and we fell down? How many? By the way, this is a show of hands. I want to just see if somebody doesn't know how to ride a bike, right? And we fell, right? But what happened? We just got up and did it again. We didn't just, forget the bike, I'm never doing this again. Maybe, and then you got back to it and you tried it again. And we did it over and over and over until finally, I'm doing it. And then, before you knew it, we were riding that bike. We didn't know how to ride the bike. Yes, we'd seen somebody do it, but we didn't know it. So it was completely unknown to us, right? Now, conflict, I don't know how to connect those two, so maybe you had a friend who had a bike and you wanted to borrow the bike. But the biggest one that holds us back now as grown-ups is also the fear of success. We don't believe that we should have it. We've seen this and heard this many, many times over. And that is that, you know what, I have team members, I have great employees that come and they start working in the business, they start doing very well, but then all of a sudden they leave. Why did they leave? Were you helping them grow? Did they outgrow you? Because it's not always about the money. For some people it is. But they get to a point where they want to keep moving on and moving on. But they got to a point where you were not growing. Your fear of success was holding them back. And then they're gone. The CEO of Infusionsoft was sharing this one day. And it was a very powerful statement. He said, you know what? I'm really not the CEO our company needs next year. So half of us are thinking, like, wait, is he going to, like, find a replacement? What's the deal? No, I had to grow and become that person. We need to recognize that this is where your growth will come from. So where do we go? Do we go straight to the big one, or do we break it down? How many of you guys have heard that you break down your goals into smaller goals? We've been on this amazing health program, this journey of so many people wanting to lose weight. And we have some folks that have a lot of weight to lose, some folks that just want to lose a little bit. But sometimes you got to break that down and say, you know what, we're going to celebrate once we get to 320 pounds. And then we're going to celebrate again when we get to 300. We start in smaller numbers. We're not going to say we're going to lose 200 pounds. You guys with me? But what happens when we accomplish this one? Well, your circle now gets bigger. I love how John Maxwell was talking about this. How many of you guys have kiddos? All right, when they were little, did you buy shoes that were their size or did you buy bigger shoes? Right? At least one or two sizes. Why? Because they would grow into them. So why is it that we tend to stay in here? Because we've gotten so accustomed to not have that growth. But, you know, John Maxwell also broke it down, and he says that these things right here, these are growth gaps, and we have to overcome them. So how do you overcome fear? That's a biggie. You know, fear is something that can just hold us back and petrify us to the point that we cannot take any action. My wife suffered from depression. And we know that that fear can hold someone so far back that they cannot even get up out of bed. It's not logical, but neither is dreaming. So when we started thinking about this, you can't say to somebody, well, just stop being afraid of it, because it doesn't make any sense. We had to find something else that was smaller and little by little start being okay with those fears. In other words, be okay with growth and be okay with failure. Be okay with the unknown. Be okay with conflict. But let's not make it big enough that it's going to break us. There's a crucial message also that came out of this, and that is, you know, everyone's dreams are different. My dream is not your dream. My dream is not my wife's dream. And you can't impose that on them either. Now, it would be fantastic if your dream and their dream was the same, because guess what? Now your visions align. And now you're going to ride together. But even having said all of that, then have you ever been stuck in a rut? How many of you are in a rut right now? So what is a rut? You guys have this little circle with arrows on there. We're going to go ahead and draw that out. So we have our past, right? Everybody has a past. You can't say you don't, right? So your past will define your future. Now, you probably heard the nice version of that, that your past does not define your future. But even though that's nice on a quote, on a message, it will if you allow it. So what do I mean by this? When we were going through this training, through this process, he was the person that was teaching us, he was saying, hey, your brain is really a pattern recognition machine. Now, that sounds kind of like you just took something incredible and just made it really like nothing, right? But how many of you kind of tend to go the same way every single day when you go to your office? When you go to the Starbucks that you go to, you pretty much go the same way every day, don't you? Do you ever just say, for the heck of it, I'm going to go that way? No, you might be because of traffic, then I know my shortcut to take. Those are patterns. In other words, what I want to say is that those patterns, just like when you first wake up in the morning and you follow those same steps over and over and over again, patterns are habits. Patterns are habits. Your brain likes them because they're easy. Once they become a habit, you don't have to think about it. It just happens, doesn't it? The problem is that when those patterns are determined by our past, then guess what? Do you think our expectations of the future are going to be determined by that past? Because if this is what happened last time, then this is what we expect to happen again. You've been to a restaurant where they treated you badly. Did you go back? Well, maybe. More than likely not, because they treated you badly. That was your past. You're determining your future based on that past. So then now, because of our expectations of the future, we are going to take actions today. I am not going to that restaurant. And that new action just became your new past. And then before you know it, you don't go back to that restaurant. It's been 10 years, 15 years, until something makes you think, oh, maybe I want to go back there. This is a rut. Our past experiences are giving us our expectations of the future. And based on the expectations that we have of the future, we take action today. That is the separator. You've heard this in other ways, haven't you? Doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result. The definition of insanity. I know it sounds rough, but we all do it, don't we? We probably catch ourselves doing this probably right now. So my question to you is the past, can you control that? That's done, right? You can't really find a time machine to go back in time and just say, oh, let me change that. Sometimes we wish we had that, right? What about the future? Can you change it? Can you control it? Not really, because it hasn't happened, has it? Again, here we go with the time machine going forward. So which one do you have control over? Your actions. What you do today is the only thing that matters. But it has to start with what? Changing your expectations of the future. Do you believe in yourself? Do you believe that you can get out there? Maybe. Maybe not. So what we need to do is recognize also that as we start moving out and we start collecting our dreams, there's four kinds of dreams that I want us to touch base on. You guys have it on the right-hand side. And we're going to go kind of from the lower level dreams going all the way to the higher level dreams. The first kind of dreaming is your bucket list. This is a one-time low cost. Most of the times it's of lower significance. This is just a one-time thing. I want to go on that trip. We go on a trip. Trip was great. It's done. There's not really a big cost behind it. Yes, of course, you have to save the money to make that happen, but that was only one time that you did it, and it's a done deal. So when you're coming up with your list of dreams, I want you to do me a favor. And don't just put down 100 places that you want to visit before you die. That's kind of cheating. And when you're doing this with your team, the same thing. Don't allow them to do that. Because they're cheating themselves from their potential. You guys with me? Now it's cool. Yeah, put down a few places you want to go. That'd be fantastic. And then take them or go with them. Even better. The second type is your aspiration. Aspiration types of dreams. Now we start going a little bit higher. This is a one time, but it's a high cost. One time, high cost. It's a medium to high significance. This one is kind of like what fills your biography. Now why is it high cost? Let's say you want to write a New York Times bestseller. Is that easy? That's a lot of work to make that happen. It's a lot of people you have to connect with to continue to give you the support, the encouragement, the accountability to put that together. There's a lot of content. There's a lot of research. All of this to put together into a book that now is going to be put into the hands of a bunch of other people that are going to make sure that it gets into a whole bunch of other people's hands. That sounded really easy, right? Like, yeah, anybody can do that. It's high cost, but it's a one-time thing. It's also like saying, I want to give $1 million to a charity. I want to just go ahead and do that. John Maxwell, he does that. Now, that's fantastic. You know what? In order to be able to give $1 million, how much money do you have to have in your account? So it's high cost, but it's only one time. And you know what? Maybe the first time he was able to help those people, then he might have gotten an incredible high significance out of it. But maybe the second, third, fourth, fifth time, then the significance started to go down. The third type of dream, now we start to get harder. It's your habit or your attribute. Remember, those patterns are your habits. So this one now is ongoing, so it's not a one-time thing. It keeps going. But it's also low cost. The good thing is it's not difficult to do it. What does it take to become a great runner? What's that? Hard work. Now, can I just start by walking? And then maybe walking and running? And then walking and running a little bit more? And then walking and running a little bit more? And then maybe running more than walking? And then before you know it, you start running. But what happens if you stop running? You think your muscles start to kind of get used to how they used to be in the past? They start to forget? If you wait too long, they will. If you don't, they'll remember very quickly. That's the thing about the habit. You gotta keep going. If you just stop, right? If you just stop reading books, putting stuff inside of your mind that's going to change your expectations of the future, if we stop putting that stuff in, all the good stuff, guess what's going to happen? We're back to where we were. The habit and attribute kind of dream, this is who do I want to be? Who do I want to become? And if you were really focusing on your dreams, I think you should start there. Because remember, be comes before do, which comes before have. We tend to do it backwards. I want to have all the stuff, but we don't want to do what it takes to get all that stuff, and we don't want to become the person that's going to do that, that's going to have that. You guys with me? And then here comes the biggie. It's the purpose dream. This one is also ongoing, but it's very high cost and it's high significance. This one, more than likely, you will not see in your lifetime. This was your legacy. What does your legacy look like? Maybe your dream was to, you know, get rid of all forms of cancer. You think that's something that might get fixed in one lifetime? Maybe second one? Maybe a third one? Maybe your great, 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 great grandkids will see that. But it all started with one person making the decision that said, you know what? I have a dream, and my dream is, and they shared it. They were vulnerable with everybody else and said, you know what? Let's do this. Then all of a sudden, what happened there? They just casted that vision. And let me ask you something. Are dreams contagious? Oh, yes, they are. So if you keep your dreams to yourself and you don't share them, well, guess what? You're probably going to start to do it all on your own. And you're going to try to work things on your own. But as Zig said, how did that turtle get on that post? You think it got up there by itself? No, it probably had a little help, didn't it? You think Howard did it all by himself? No. He cast that vision. And he built a team of people that wanted to get around that vision. And guess what? That vision can be in so many different areas. It doesn't really matter. You just have to start. That's the most important thing. If you just start by taking actions, then little by little, you will stop seeing the challenges And your vision of opportunities all of a sudden starts getting bigger every single step that we take. And I'll be honest, I used to be right here. I used to see the challenges. Now, part of me likes to fix stuff. So I was comfortable there. Like, oh yeah, let's just do this, let's fix that, let's fix this, let's do this. And then I was busy, but I wasn't growing. Are you busy or are you growing? John Maxwell said something very powerful just a couple of weeks ago. He said, I don't want to go through life. I want to grow through lives. So if I was here, I remember the morning that I went to the team. I said, guys, do you recognize the opportunities that are there? There's so many opportunities. God has really blessed us in this country. He has blessed us with so many different things that are there for you. The problem is, even though they're right there for your taking, we can't see it. All we're doing is we get to see our own self. We have to take action. We have to take action. Ask yourself every single day, what is the one action I will do today? And that will help you to start to change yourself. But remember, stretch yourself, but not so much that you're going to break. Don't go from here to here at the same time. Take a little bit of steps. Take, you know, right here. You know what? That was easy. I'm going to try a little bit harder. Ooh, that felt good, like hard. I'm hurting a little bit. I kind of, you know, maybe hurt my leg along the way. You know what? What the heck? Let's go a little bit harder and a little bit further. Keep stretching yourself. Keep stretching your team. Now, I want to share something that's even bigger than all of this. It's impossible to have a great relationship if we are not sharing our dreams. This came as a result of the book, The Dream Manager. The guy is thinking about dreams and he's thinking about his team. Some of you guys are thinking about your own personal dreams. And then he's thinking, so excited. And then he goes home, he's lying in bed, he's thinking, man, I can't wait to get in there tomorrow and start sharing about dreaming and doing all this stuff. And his wife is laying next to him, sleeping. He was hearing her breathing, and then it hit him. I don't know her dreams. When now I ask a question like this about, tell me what your dreams are, it changes the communication between two people. It went from like, hey, howdy doody, weather is nice, and you know, traffic was bad, right? To like, hey, what are your dreams? Whoa, vulnerability, so let's put up a wall. My dream is to build that turnkey business and have $6 million in the account and have my profits be 99% profit, right? All these dreams. Ellen, that was for you, by the way. And then all of a sudden, we dig a little bit deeper. Okay, that's the nice one that you tell everybody. Why is that important? Howard shared the why, and the why, and the why behind the why, and the why behind the why, and why. And let's really dig a little bit deeper. And if it's our family, the people we love the most, you think that maybe we can be around them when they start to accomplish that vision? Howard shared that message, that video last night about Anne Frank, and Anne Frank's dad was sharing how parents don't really know their children. They probably never even discussed about dreams. They just discussed about what we needed to work on those challenges to today. So it's bigger than this. It's not just about you. It's about everybody that you care about. Now, what happens if you make a mistake, if you screw up, and all that stuff, right? Do we just give up? This is one of my favorite quotes. Experience is what you get when you don't get what you want. Every single time that things don't go right, can we learn from that? Now we're more experienced. Now we're no longer here. Well, we might be like right here. Yeah, it didn't work. Okay, but what did we learn? Well, I learned how not to do it. That is priceless. You know that that way of doing it doesn't work for you. So now we can just try it again and boom. Always keep moving forward and remember, take action. Can you guys say that? I will take action.
I will take action.
Can we say that one more time? I will take action. All right, so I know we're running a few minutes behind, but I want to take 3 minutes, and I want to share something with you guys. Now, this might feel weird for some of you, but I want to share something with you. I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. Can we do that?
Yes.
All right, perfect. Don't worry. No one's going to take pictures of you or make fun of you or anything like that. Just go ahead and close your eyes. Close your eyes. All right, everybody, let's just go ahead and let's close our eyes. Life has a way on pushing our dreams down. They can become buried under discouragement, buried under past mistakes. There are dreams buried under divorce, buried under low self-esteem. It's easy to settle for mediocrity, even though we all have this potential bearing on the inside. We've all been through disappointments and setbacks. Life happens. But instead of remembering the hurt, the pain, what didn't work out, the key to reaching your destiny is you have to remember your dreams. Now, don't let circumstances talk you out of it. You may not understand why a business didn't make it, why a person walked away, why you came down with an illness. You would do all the right things, but the wrong thing happened. It's all a part of the process. Every disappointment, every delay, every closed door, it's all a part of the process. When you face opposition, when things don't go your way, recognize that is not permanent. That's not your final destination. Let me warn you, everybody will not celebrate you. When you have a dream, you're going to have some detractors. People will get jealous. They'll try to make you look bad, try to talk you out of it. Say things like, "You really think you're going to get that? You don't have the experience, the talent. I don't think so. You really think you're still going to get married? You tried 3 times and it hadn't happened, had it? You're getting kind of old. Let it go in one ear and out the other. You're not going to let people talk you out of it. Circumstances discourage you. Delays cost you to give up. Critical people cost you to get distracted. You're going to stay focused on your goal. Are you worried about things that are only temporary? Letting something steal your joy because you think that it's the way it's always going to be? I can tell you, your dream is not dead. It's just not in season. Your time is coming. The right people, the right breaks, favor, restoration, vindication, that's what's headed your way. These life afflictions are for a moment. You have to remember this principle. When negative things happen, that's not stopping your destiny. That's a sign that you're on your way to your destiny. As long as you remember the hard, you're gonna get stuff. Turn it around. Start to remember your dream. Now you think it's been too long, it's too big, it's not possible. You don't think you can write the book, finish school, see your marriage restored, free yourself from the business? Now get your passion back, no matter how long it's been, no matter how impossible it looks. I'm asking you to start it up. Go back and try again. This is your time. This is your moment. Your destiny is calling up to you. Keep your eyes closed for a moment and remember your dream. Bring that dream and remember your action that you're going to take. Remember that action. Now let's open your eyes. And I'm going to leave you with this quote. Inspiration unused is merely entertainment. Don't let this just be entertaining. Go out there and take action. Let's do this.
Woo! Yes, sir. You're the man, too. Woo! Woo! Give it up for Santiago, man. Woo! How blessed do you have to be to have someone like that that not only cares enough, but can share it with the passion that Santi shares it with? One more time for Santiago. We, not just me, are blessed because of that man. All right.